Good day, I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, May 25. Coming up, increased rainfall expected this weekend, Jamaicans urged to pursue productive activities over crime, and operations at Glenhope Nursery and Place of Safety to be expanded. The news in detail after the break.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
Now the news. With the June 1 start of the Atlantic hurricane season just days away, Jamaicans are being advised to brace for increased rainfall this weekend. This due to the formation of a tropical system in the region over the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean Sea. Duty forecaster at the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Carolyn Peck, says while the main area of showers and thunderstorms from the system is expected to remain over the waters of the northwestern Caribbean Sea, the island will likely experience increased rainfall across sections of most parishes from Saturday through to Monday.
Subtropical storm Alberto has formed just across the Yucatan Peninsula. It is expected to move north throughout the course of the weekend. And it is not a threat to Jamaica. However, due to its location, we are anticipating increased rainfall, especially across western parishes.
In the meantime, a tropical wave will pass just south of Jamaica today, influencing weather conditions over southern parishes. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging all Jamaicans to commit to honest work and seeking employment over idleness and crime. Speaking at the Cumberland Road Health Center in Spanish Town on Labor Day, Mr. Holness noted that labor is important to the creation of wealth and prosperity for the nation.
We are providing you with the jobs. We are growing the economy. And that is the way in which we are going to provide prosperity for all and remove poverty from our land. Labor is the innate God-given gift to you. You use labor to convert the other God-given factors of production, the land, the air, the minerals, everything.
Mr. Holness says the policy of the government is to ensure that every Jamaican is involved in some form of work. Labor Day was observed on Wednesday, May 23. The Cumberland Road Health Center in Spanish Town was one of two national projects. Operations at the Glenhope Nursery and Place of Safety along Maxfield Avenue are set to be expanded. Chief Executive Officer of the Child Protection and Family Services Agency CPFSA, Rosalie Gage Gray, says funding is being sought to refurbish a section of the compound which was gutted by fire in 2011.
All of that is dependent on funding, but we are actively pursuing, and part of it, we want to expand the nursery into it, like where the kitchen and dining area is, so we can give them some more space here. In the summer, when we run the summer camp for the children who we see through our CFSU, Children and Family Support Unit, so we are thinking that we might expand it so that we could house so much more activities.
Mrs. Gage Gray added that alternate uses are also being explored for the facility, including using the space as a drop-in center or to expand the facility's counseling unit for parents. And Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the process of digitizing and scanning files is underway at the Administrator General's Department, AGD, ahead of the July 1 rollout of the Trust and Estate Management System, TEMS. 14 young persons have been assigned to the department through the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Program to assist with the process. During the last fiscal year, the Hope employees scanned 759 estate files. In the meantime, employees of the AGD are undergoing training ahead of the full implementation of the Trust and Estate Management System. The Justice Minister says the system will automate the records management, estate administration, property management, and estate accounting processes while boosting efficiency.
It will eliminate the manual access of client data and amalgamate information from a portfolio of case files to a database which can be easily accessed from any location.
He says once the digitizing and scanning process is complete, the space will be used for offices and courtrooms. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.